WA Mobile. Sound exactly sure about that. K4 BWA, how are you, Tom?
Don't ask. You sound like the juror told me it. I am happy, though, about one thing. I can't stay long. I'm doing some chicken work. We need to clean those 5-gallon buckets, you know, that watering system. Every once in a while, you gotta do that. I keep putting apple cider vinegar in there, about a teaspoon of it now and then. That keeps them pretty free. But I did get some good news. Grandson may get to play football Friday night. He's been in quarantine. He's a big football nut in basketball. And he was doing exercises right beside this kid. And his family's from the Philippines, and they're wonderful people. But they refused to get vaccinated. And he caught it. And thank God my daughter got both the boys, the grandsons, their shot, the Pfizer. And even though they had to quarantine, they didn't get it. And I just seen on TV last night that they shortened the quarantine time because there's thousands of them in quarantine right now. But maybe you'll get to play Friday night, hopefully, because he went out and got checked and he doesn't have it. And we was kind of worried about that.
Play ball for.
But, her mom was like you for a while. They refused to get vaccinated, and then she got smart and went and got vaccinated for us, Steve. They didn't do it for themselves. And but the boys, she's got one shot because there'd been some heart issues. Very, 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 very few. But at any rate, she did get them vaccinated. Well, football rules everything. And she'd always argue with me about getting that second shot. And I said, well, that's up to you, your mom. Mom and dad's the rulers. And after this happened, they went down and got their shots. And they didn't have any reaction to it, nothing to it. But unfortunately, my neighbor hollered at me from the fence 2 doors down. And Kathy's got COVID. And she said, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. But she was up here a few months ago, and she says, I refuse to get that. The Marine across the street, ex-Marine, he's out with it. His wife's a school teacher. Obviously, she's going to get it. She's out with it. They're quarantined at home. Oh, man, that stuff's really spreading bad out there. Well, he plays for Eastside anyway, Steve, to get off of that subject. And he is a running back, I guess it is. I'm not sure. He's 6'4". He's only 14 years old and wears a size 16 shoe and getting up there around 200 pounds now. He by far is not fat, but he's huge.
God in Taylor's?
Don't know. They live south of 14 in Pelham, and they go to that east side over. If you go down Buncombe till you get to the McDonald's and hang a right there, you go right over to east side. Big school. It's over by that urgent care place, I think.
School, son. That's my alma mater.
Well, I'll pass that on to Amy. She's the one that lives down there where you knew the people at the Mahaffey Plantation. Her and her husband and our two grandkids. And he is only 14, but they're playing him on the varsity team on Friday night. But he got knocked out of it when he got put into quarantine. But then I saw on TV, and she texted me this morning that they shortened it to 6 days instead of 8 or whatever. And she ran down and had him tested, and he's negative. So I'm not a football fan, Steve, but I love my grandkids, and he loves it, so you got to back them, you know.
But I refuse to watch the NFL. I refuse to support anything attached to the NFL. But I do watch my college football. And I'll tell you something. I know there's a lot of fans out there, but I just got to say it. Who let the dogs out?
I got to stop laughing. You did that just right. You're an idiot, Steve, but we love you. Anyways, yeah. Well, we should get your shot, by the way, but at any rate, there is a third vaccine coming up. We're going to get that if it comes out, but of course, we're kind of debilitated, you know, and old. But, God bless you for that. I have no use for it either. Now and then I'll watch the highlights at night. And, I like to see any of them in the highlights occasionally, just to see those long passes. And I can't remember what position he played, but I don't understand the game that well, Steve. Amy, of course, was the fullback for the National Women's Football League, and she helps coach at different places and has coached at different camps in the summer. She's an expert at it, put it that way, and a fanatic. I mean, fanatic. You can hear her voice change 3 octaves on the sideline. I always know where my daughter's at. I kind of hide my head and say, no, I don't know her.
You do know her, too. You're proud of her. Now, I tell you what, I'm with you. I just don't have anything for the NFL. And, you know, the college ball, man, they've always got some kind of surprise going. And you never know what to expect, you know, at the college level. And that's what I like. And that's good that your grandson's over there at Eastside. That's a good school over there. They lean more towards academics than sports. But, hey, they can get her done, son.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're letting him play varsity. But he's just coming into his own. You know how these big guys, their reflexes and that don't develop till late, along with their pituitary gland. Uh-oh, there's Bernice. I'm in trouble. And she said, I'm slowing up production. She's waiting on me, Steve. I'm in deep stuff now. Okay, sweetheart, I'll be right there. Unfortunately, I can't go out there and sit in a chair right now, Steve. My back is extremely bad. Like a dummy, we tried moving a refrigerator this weekend, and we shouldn't have pulled on it. And finally, I called Amy and the grandson, and they come up and moved it for us. But by then, I'd already increased the damage, I guess you would say. But I had to blow that thing out first. It's still going to cost me almost $300 to get it repaired. And I won't go into specifics, but I'm not griping about the service call. The guys were really good at that Masters Appliance, I guess they call it. But got that done. But, oh, I'll tell you one that really irks me. I called a propane place today. I think we've had this Generac about 5 years now. And I just kind of felt like, well, things the way they are, I better get this gas filled up because I know it's not going to be any cheaper now. Wow. $3.50 a gallon. And I told that girl on the phone, I said, and thank you, Mr. Biden.
Propane is domestic. There is no reason for propane to be going up. I'm telling you, they're just gouging the market, bud. You better look at where you're getting it from. And that is just wrong. By the way, I am acquiescing on the shot. I get my shot on the 20th. So, my wife, I checked with my internist and all my other doctors, and she checked with them. Anyhow, they said they want me to go ahead and get it, or they're going to let me go ahead and get it. So, the 20th it is. I'll talk to you later. You better get out there with Bernice, bud, before you get whopped real good. 73, it's KN4, VWA, clear.
I just ran off the road.
Oh, I've been wanting to hear from you. We've been talking about you for days, Phil. Yeah, me too. God bless you, Steve. And we recommend the Pfizer. It didn't bother us a bit. It didn't bother the kids a bit. Isaac was a little lethargic, but I think he just wanted more screen time. So he could kind of play up to Mom when he got the first one. But I recommend that one. And my neighbors got Moderna. They didn't have any problems with it. But his wife was a little down with it for 2 or 3 days. She wasn't real sick. I know she wasn't because she was still chain smoking every day and out in the yard. But anyway, she got it and he got it and he didn't have any reaction. So 97% of the people in the hospitals right now, Steve, are non-vaccinated. So go, boy. I'm proud of you. Step up there like a soldier and get that shot. And good morning, Phil.
Well, before you go, Tom, let me give you a more accurate number. The efficacy rate on the Moderna and the Pfizer is now at 72%. So you still have, and I want you to be real careful out there, you still have a 28% possibility of getting the COVID.
Well, yeah, that's with any vaccine, Steve. It goes down, but I appreciate the info, but I've heard that. That's why I want to get the third shot when it comes out. But we went and got our flu shots, too. Moderna's working on a combination of the both of them. We got our flu shots last week because they say there might be a twindemic because people aren't. So last year, flu was non-existent and about 20%. And this year, they expect it to climb. So there's your other tip of the day. And it's a dead virus also. It can't make you sick. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm on a walkie in the car. Y'all probably not going to copy me too good. But hello, Steve, and just saying hello to y'all, W4NGU.
Might have bailed on us or got a phone call with his business there. But great to hear you, Phil. We was worried about you. Hadn't heard of you. But if I don't, and your walkie-talkie's perfect. I mean, you're full quality, which is rare on a talkie. But Bernice is wanting me out there to check this lawnmower blades, and she's going to hold the lawnmower up while I look at it. So I got to get out there. She's going to slide. You know how violent she is.
Hey, Tom, can I come watch?
Shut up, Steve. Go ahead, Phil.
She going to whoop you, boy. Go ahead, Phil.
I promise to get my antenna in the car this weekend. I promise. So I'm going to sign off on, still in the repeater, W4NGU.
And I love that remark. You drove off the road. Some people's hard-headed, but Stevie's more of a rockhead.
Hey, I resemble that remark. And by the way, you better get out there, bud, because I'm going to come watch. I'm going to come watch Bernice put a knot on your head.
Well, I hope you get that soon enough, because you're out and about, and you need to have it. Kathy is one of the healthiest ladies I know and walks up and down that huge hill in front of our place every day. And she hollered over the fence yesterday. She said, Tom, she said, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. And I think she's thinking, I wish I'd have got the shot. At least it's some protection. The doctors say it's the difference between getting sick and being dead. I'll take the latter. You guys take care. And 0TR73, guys, be safe.
To you, KN4VWA. Where you at, Phil?
Oh, Steve. And by the way, I got to clean my monitor.
Okay, go ahead. Why have you got to clean your monitor?
Because I spit coffee all over when you said you'd get in the shot.
All of the stuff that I said that I've qualified myself with before I'm going to take it?
Yeah. Yep. Hey, it ain't no biggie. I did it. I took the Pfizer. Didn't have any problems with it.
Well, I've had their flu shot before, and I refuse to ever take their dang flu shot again. That's just all there is to it. And every time I took it, even though it's supposed to be dead virus, I think I'm allergic to the suspension agent that they put the dead virus in or something or other. But it made me sick as a dog for a week. And I'm just expecting to get sick from this thing. My wife took it. She was down a day and a half on the first shot and down for 3.5 days on the second shot. So I'm just getting ready.
Yeah, wow. Well, I hate to hear that. All right, wife just beckoned me. Something's going on. Let me go see what's happening. All right, go stick your arm up there. Let him stick you. Hey, we'll talk to you later. N4WRO.
Hey, Bill, don't be like Tom. Bernice is going to put knots on his head. Have a good one, big guy. Talk to you later. K4WA, I'm clear.
If I don't get in there, I might be in the same situation. See ya, N4WRO.
4URO, KM4DTQ.
4DTQ, this is KJ4UIO.
Way down. KM4DTQ, clear.
For UIO, clear.
KM4WRO, you still around, Steve?